Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. The Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, recorded a disposal rate of around 54% during the second quarterly National Lok Adalat conducted across the state yesterday. Altogether, 402 cases were taken up, out of which 220 cases were settled, involving a total settlement amount of more than 3 crore 66 lakh rupees. Under the aegis of the NSLSA, 11 benches were set up at district headquarters. They took up pre-litigation and pending cases including bank recovery matters, loan recovery, telephone bills, criminal compoundable offences and other civil cases. Dimapur District Legal Services Authority recorded the highest settlement amount of over 99 lakh rupees after disposing 102 cases, followed by Longland, which settled cases amounting to more than 83 lakh rupees. Districts including Kohima, Mokokchung, Mon, Pek, Perin, Twensang, Wakha, Kifire and Zunhabuto also conducted Lok Adalats and disposed of several cases through amicable settlement. Mother's Day is being celebrated across several parts of the world today. Observed on the second Sunday of May every year, the day honors mothers and recognizes their love, sacrifice and contribution to families and society. In Nagaland, special Mother's Day services are being observed in churches across the state, where families expressing gratitude and offering prayers for the health and well-being of mothers. People marked the occasion by spending time with their mothers and presenting gifts as appreciation. On the occasion, Chief Minister Imperio has extended greetings to all mothers and those who play the role of a mother. He said, "The heart of every home is shaped by a mother's care, kindness and love," and added that mothers continue to strengthen both families and communities through their nurturing spirit. Advisor Youth Resources and Sports Kyoshu Yim Kyung has said that Nagaland's growing success in emerging sports reflects the immense potential of Naga youth and the importance of sports as a pathway to discipline, empowerment and career opportunities. The advisor said this at a felicitation program in Sovima yesterday held by the Nagaland Pickleball Association to honor players who won 11 medals at the recent Kolkata Open 2026 Eastern India's first PWR 400 ranking tournament. He said, "Dedication and consistent success in competitions would help the state secure better infrastructure and support from the ministry."
Our Naga young are naturally gifted with immense potential. If we apply ourselves with discipline and determination, there is no reason we cannot rise to the highest levels and become professional in the field of sports. Let us believe in our abilities, work hard, and strive to bring bright to our state as well as our country.
Minister for Rural Development and SIRD Mitsubo Jamir congratulated the athletes, saying their achievement reflected dedication, discipline and competitive spirit. He added that sports today have evolved beyond creation and now plays a vital role in character building and social development.
Society is changing now, and it's very impressive to see that we have been so dedicated towards your sports, and you will contribute towards society building.
The minister also lauded the association for promoting the sport through initiative and determination. The Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services has launched the Livestock Insurance Scheme for Jang Petkong Assembly Constituency at Khar Village in Mokokchung District. The scheme under the National Livestock Mission offers affordable insurance coverage to livestock farmers, with beneficiary paying only 15% of the premium while the remaining 85% is subsidized by central and state governments. The scheme covers up to 10 cattle units per household. Addressing the event yesterday, Advisor Transport Timjin Minba announced that the first year premium for beneficiaries will be covered through the LADP fund of the constituency and urged farmers to take advantage of the opportunity. Director Kua Kehebi Gwerie said the department aims to extend coverage to all livestock farmers in the state and sought cooperation from all stakeholders. And the Nagaland Basketball Association conducted the Under-19 Boys State trials at Medzapema yesterday. Altogether, 60 players from across the state took part, out of which 15 players were shortlisted to represent Nagaland at the final official selection trials and draft picks at Aizawl, Mizoram from May 18 to 20. Two players were also named as standbys. The selected players will compete in the Under-19 Northeast Elite Basketball League scheduled to be held in Aizawl from June 22 to July 2. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.